What makes a good health podcast? So that's what we're trying to work out today. And I'm here with Jack and Jess and Vanessa, and we're going to talk for a few minutes about this, but we want your views. What makes a good health podcast? What makes a terrible health podcast? Tips for producing them. So Jack, give us your thoughts.
So I think something that we really need to focus on is involving kind of service users in podcasts and making sure that podcasts are accessible to all. I think we're all guilty of it, those who work in the NHS, to get into kind of jargon. And we almost need a jargon buster podcast to follow on from our podcast in some senses. So I think they need to be accessible for all and making sure that everyone can engage with it and respond.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Jess, what do you think?
For me, I believe it's about removing the barriers around difficult conversations in the workplace, especially around the topic of inclusion. So making sure everybody's voices are heard in the system and making a safe space for people to be able to challenge other people's thinkings around the inclusion agenda, and making sure that we can engage on a social media platform to make sure that we are reaching everybody that we need to speak to.
Brilliant. Thank you. How about you, Vanessa?
I think what I want to say really builds on what both have just said, really, which is about the NHS as this traditional way of doing things in a really kind of corporate, scripted manner that doesn't always seem really authentic. And it's really important for me, with the style of the podcast, to have kind of quite natural human conversations with people to break down those barriers and ensure that everybody's voice can contribute, and also to do it in a way that if you're recording a podcast with somebody, that you're not kind of planning it weeks in advance, so that when you get to meet somebody, they feel so nervous and anxious about doing it that, you know, they do revert to type. And it's about kind of making people feel comfortable and relaxed, and emphasizing that it's a very human conversation, and it's about the public feeling that they can be part of that conversation, because we've demystified some of the terminology and we're approaching the conversations in quite a human way.
Wow, so it's not at all about technology or any of the kind of black shiny things that are involved with podcasts. It's all about creating a space and making it accessible and making people feel included. It's about these human characteristics. So that's what we all think. What does everybody listening think?